I have some news for you, my little slut. I've been talking about sharing you with my friends for a while now, and I really want to. But I realized you need to get used to being used from both ends. If I'm using my strap to fuck your face and my friend is fucking you from behind, you have absolutely no idea how that's going to feel. I know you're a greedy little whore, but you need to get used to being fucked from either end. So I came up with a smart little idea that I know you are going to love. It's why you're currently being tied down to this breeding bench. See, I got two fucking machines. One is going to fuck that pretty mouth of yours, and the other is going to fuck that needy hole of yours. And the entire time, I get to sit back and watch you get used by these two ruthless machines. It's why there is a 6-inch dildo in front of your face and an 8-inch one behind you. And the one behind you, it has a special feature that you are so going to enjoy. See, I made sure it had a notch. That way I can inflate it once I've decided our little session is over. Doesn't that sound fun? I have these two remotes, and they're going to control the speeds. They might go at the same pace, they might go at different paces. Whatever it is, it's not like it matters to you. What you need is to get used to constant use and being a good, free-use fuck toy for your mistress. I will grant you a small token of mercy since the piece you're resting on does vibrate. So what I'm doing is allowing you to come whenever you want, however much you want. Just remember, you are going to be strapped to this machine for a while. Naked, restrained, being used from both ends. Try not to come too much or you'll get overstimulated and it'll be painful. But you have always been so pretty when you cry. To start off, I think it would be good for the one in your mouth and the one in your hole to be on opposite sides. One goes in and the other goes out, and it just keeps alternating like that. It's a nice and slow pace to get you used to such a new sensation. I know you are used to me fucking you, but what you aren't used to is being used from both ends. Sadly, I don't have the ability to fuck you from both ends myself, but isn't modern technology amazing? Now I don't even have to fuck you myself. I can sit back, relax, and enjoy the show that you are putting on for me. Of course, my friends won't be this gentle with you. No. They won't give you time to adjust to their harsh thrusts, but that is why we train. That is why you are being subjected to this. I think we're going to start with 20 or 30 minutes today. And we're going to increase your time by 10 minutes every day until you are able to go for 3 hours at a time. Once you're able to do that, I can start training you to take things rougher from the start. Oh, don't give me that look. You should be grateful for this nicety because a much crueler mistress would simply strap you to this machine on high speed and leave the room for a few hours ignoring your cries and pleas. After all, you're an object, and objects are supposed to be used, right? You are happiest when you're being stuffed from both ends, something vibrating against your sensitive little bits. Let me hear you say it. Go on. Try to speak around that dildo sliding in and out of your pretty mouth. Oh, isn't that pathetic? Such a wonderful look on you, my slut. It's not like having any self-respect or dignity is going to do you any good. You're just a whore. A set of holes for me to use as I see fit. If it wasn't for me, you would be giving it away to anyone who smiled at you. So desperate. Aching to be filled. Fingers, toys, dildos, tongues. It doesn't matter. As long as it's going inside you, right? God, you should see yourself. See how fucking lewd you look. I think if I placed a mirror in front of you and made you watch yourself get fucked by two machines that do not give a shit about you or how you feel, I think you might actually come right on the spot, wouldn't you? Knowing how little everyone in this room actually cares about you, cares about your own pleasure, you matter so fucking little that even a machine has more value than you. You are really only good for your holes, my dear. Don't whine about it. It's a good thing. At least you have something that you can be used for. It's not like anyone is going to use you for that brain of yours. You are practically empty-headed as is. A few more minutes with those cocks fucking you from both ends and you're going to be too cock drunk to even think. You're going to be fucked stupider, which I didn't even know was possible, but apparently it is. You always find new ways to impress me, don't you, toy? You know, it's really quite funny to think that once upon a time, not so long ago, you thought you would amount to something. That you thought you would accomplish something significant in your life, because in reality, this is the most you're ever going to achieve. Earning the praise of your mistress is the most a slut with a single-track mind like yourself is ever going to accomplish. It's not like you have much else going for you beyond those slutty holes. They're always so fucking needy for more. You always want more. Need more. It's never fucking enough, is it? No matter how many times I fuck you, no matter how many times you come, it is never enough for an insatiable whore like yourself, is it? What a mess you're making of yourself. If I wasn't sure it was you, I wouldn't recognize you in this state. But I've been watching you struggle so helplessly against those restraints. Watching the ruthless machines plow into you, unforgiving. You are unrecognizable and gorgeous like this. You've gotten used to those two dildos fucking you, haven't you? If you have, then I should increase it. Make them enter you at the same time and at a faster pace. I'm sure you can handle it, my dear little whore. That's what you're here for, after all. Oh, don't mind me. Just taking a few pictures and videos to show my friends. I want to show you off and show how your training is coming along. See, unknown to you, I have set a deadline for you to be trained by. That way you can be free use at a party, hence the very strict training regimen I've set for you. But you'll get used to it and you'll make me proud. It's not like you have a choice. You're an empty-headed whore. No more thoughts in that cute little head of yours. Just the feeling of a cock going inside you over and over and over again at a pace that you can't describe. That you can't even set yourself. It doesn't give a shit if you're enjoying it or not. The piece vibrating doesn't care if you orgasm. I don't care how many times you come. All I care about is that you get used to being played with like this. Toys are meant to be played with, A well played with toy is a happy toy. That's it, doll. Smile for the camera. Oh, so pretty when you're this desperate. Do you want to come for me, little whore? Go ahead. Come for your mistress. Orgasm if you need to. But that won't make this end. You've got a whole a lot more pleasure torture ahead. Like I said, you're starting with 20 or 30 minutes, and it's not like you know how long you've been tied down. You can't even move your head with how the cock is just fucking in and out of your mouth. On the positive, at least it's finally being useful. It's not like you have much to contribute to a conversation. Like this, you are doing something productive. It's about damn time. You're finally training yourself to be good for me and my friends so that you have some value, so that you don't disappoint me when I put you to the real test in a few months. You want to make me proud, don't you? Want to prove that you can be a fruitful little fuck toy for your mistress, right? Because that's your only purpose. It's such an easy job, too. All you have to do is be an eager set of holes for me. Yeah, that's it. When to get a nice close-up of your sloppy hole getting fucked open on this 8-inch purple dildo. And remember what I said about it earlier? Once I decide that you're finished training, I'm going to inflate it, and it's going to knot you. That way, your sad little hole doesn't have to be empty. I know how much you hate that feeling, so it seemed like a knot was the only practical way. And do you know why you always need something filling up your hole? Oh, do you? You probably don't because you're too stupid. But it's because your hole is so fucking greedy, and you hate being empty so much. Just like a proper fuck doll. Fucking insatiable. I can't wait for all my friends to see your well-used hole and how it has adjusted to being fucked like this. I think I should put you on this more. Maybe you can actually take it for longer than I first expected. Maybe I'll keep you restrained here all night long. You can fall asleep being slowly fucked. Oh, I bet you would like that, wouldn't you? I wonder if it would be because you passed out, or if you would actually get some shut-eye. After all, your body is finally being treated the way it needs to be treated. Maybe this is the only way for you to fall asleep. The best way for you to. Such a tempting thought. To see if you are such a slut that you can fall asleep while being fucked. And get a good night's rest at that. But for your first time on the machines, I don't think I'll do that. I need to get you used to other things first. Like both sides being used at once. Which you're taking to so well, my slut. A natural born whore. You seem to be loving all this attention on you. All this stimulation at once. What is the most powerful? The one coming from behind you? The one filling your pretty mouth? The unrelenting vibrations? Or the constant reminder that you can't move or escape this? Those bindings going across your wrist and ankles? I must say, my favorite part is watching you struggle so fucking weakly against the restraints as you're being fucked so ruthlessly. I don't think it is because you're fighting it, no. I think you're enjoying this. But I also think your body just wants to move. It wants to fuck into the feeling and is being stopped. Oh, that must be worse than torture for a simple object like yourself. You want to do the one thing you're good at. The one thing that you can only really do. Take cock. Ooh. Or maybe. Maybe it's that you can't tell which one you should fuck yourself onto more. the one filling you from behind, stretching your greedy little hole and filling you over and over again, or the one putting your pretty mouth to use, stretching your lips so damn wide? Is that it? Oh, it must be such a terrible feeling for a whore like yourself, not being able to decide which hole of yours wants to be fucked more. And then you end up being stuck like this. So fucking pathetic, my dear. It's a good thing that being a pathetic, whimpering mess suits you. How many times have you come so far? Have you even come so far? Have you lost count? I personally can't tell because I haven't been paying too much attention to how you feel. I'm more focused on important things like taking pictures and videos of my fuck toy to share with my friends. Maybe even the internet. Show all of Reddit how my personal sex doll is coming along. I'm sure the nice people of the internet would love to see how stupid you look when you're desperate like this. Do you like that idea? I bet you do. A little toy like yourself can't help it. You want to be shown off, paraded around town like the fuck toy you are, letting anyone that shows the slightest bit of interest in you use one of your willing holes. Let them fill it. Play with it. You wouldn't even care if all they did was spit in it. You would say thank you, wouldn't you? You would be grateful that someone took time out of their important day just to use you, even if it's the smallest thing. That's all you will ever be good for. The only way people will see you as having values is if they are fucking you. That is really your only purpose. To be a free use slut who thanks everyone who uses them. Objects like yourself, they yearn to be used, crave to be played with like this. You're finally experiencing your full potential. A cock on either side of you while you can do nothing but accept it. And that's it, little doll. Let the two machines ruthlessly fuck into you. Just like you, they have a purpose. Their job is to fill you up just like your purpose is to be filled up. It's a match made in heaven. Really. I bet you are glad I've given you permission to come as much as you want. Aren't you? When I finally allow for that toy to leave your mouth, I am expecting a plethora of gratitude from you. This, what you're experiencing right now, this is true bliss for you, isn't it? You've never felt better, never felt more like yourself. Maybe next time we do this, I set up the machine and put some hypno on for you. Oh, I bet you would love that. Some hypno playing through noise-canceling headphones, a blindfold on so you can't see. A dildo at either end working you while the vibrating pulses continuously. Oh, I would come back to a drooling and pathetic mess. The human would be completely erased. Only a fuck doll would remain. That would be fun to show my friends and post on the internet. Let everyone see your transformation from a human to a mindless fuck toy. Oh, I know. This must feel like so much is happening all at once. My words, the pleasure, the feeling of being full. And let's not forget about the vibration and the orgasms. Maybe. It's all so much for a simple-minded slut. Huh. Well, the good news for you is that it's time for you to get off the machine. Your time's up. You've made yourself into a proper mess, though. So fucking desperate. Tears streaming down your face. At least you're pretty when you cry, my dear. You did very well for your first session. I want you to start squeezing around the knot The one that's filling you from behind, the one I told you about that's inflating. You do that while I take the dildo out of your mouth. You are going to lay here for 30 minutes or so while that knot just rests inside you, calming you down, and then I'll release you from the bindings. While you're lying here, milking that silicone knot for me, I'm going to go start a bath, put some blankets in the dryer, and make a plate of your favorite snacks. Feel free to take a nap if you wish and enjoy the feeling of being full from only one end. This feeling, it's going to be rarer and rarer the longer I train you, my dear.